Paper 6.
Abstract number 6, understanding the role of general practitioners' gut feelings in diagnosing cancer in primary care, a systematic review and meta-analysis of existing evidence from the British Journal of General Practice, August 2020. How helpful is that feeling when you go into the room and you just feel like something's wrong with this patient in your primary care office? And we all know that we've been in that room and we've thought to yourself, something is wrong here. They describe that as clinical intuition, instinct, or gut feelings. There's also a counter argument that it's either like paranoia or it's just your vanity that you're like overly confident in your own skill. But cancer, because it often presents non-specifically, may be particularly subject to our intuition, which we probably should pay attention to. So these authors conducted a systematic review to assess if cancer is more likely when a clinician has an intuitive sense that something's going wrong here. They reviewed 6 databases. They performed a quality appraisal on the articles that they found. There were 12 studies. 4 of them, the strongest studies, were all prospective cohorts with a total of more than 17,000 patients. And all the studies are European because there's like a gut instinct research institute in Europe.
But why couldn't they have called it Gestalt then? Because if it's in Europe, I think they should have used the German term Gestalt. It's just one of my favorite Gestalt. I just love Gestalt saying it.
Absolutely. So we can write a letter to the editor saying that they made a major oversight in this paper. The odds ratio of having cancer is 4 if the clinician has a gut feeling. And that was quite heterogeneous. The I squared was 87%. But when they took out the outlier study, they got down to an I squared of 0, and then the odds ratio is better than 5. And they didn't calculate the other test characteristics like sensitivity and specificity, but because we're super nerdy on PCMA, I did the 4 boxes and I did this for you. And so the sensitivity of you thinking the patient has something wrong and having cancer is 44%. The specificity is better at 83%. So that means if you think something's wrong, then, you know, you might be right. But the positive likelihood ratio is only 2.6, and the negative likelihood ratio is really useless at 0.67. So the accuracy using the sensitivity and specificity and likelihood ratios is not particularly helpful. This doesn't mean that you should ignore your gut feeling, but you definitely don't want to blindly follow it. It could lead to wasteful follow-up testing, and it's not that helpful as a test when it stands up to scrutiny. And also, we don't know how this applies in North America because they have a special interest in studying Gestalt in Europe.
Well, where to start? I just think that the longer and better you know your patients, the more likely you are to have that gut feeling based on verbal and nonverbal cues. And my gut or gestalt is usually not so much specific for, I think they have cancer. It's usually more sick or not sick. And then I've got to tease that out. You know, they're looking healthy and robust, or they're not looking too great. You know, I need to ask a few follow-up questions. How are you feeling? What's going on right now? You know, are you losing weight? You know, something is going on. But this paper, I like this paper for one specific reason. It gives me an opportunity to rant a bit about EHRs.
Rant incoming.
So if you do not want to hear this rant, you know, on podcasts, you can hit fast forward for just a 30-second jump.
Yeah.
Now is your cue. Here's your warning. Hit jump ahead 30 seconds. For those who want to hear my rant about EHRs, here it is. The EHR interferes with the doctor-patient relationship if the clinician has more FaceTime with the computer screen than FaceTime with the patients. And the EHRs are not currently sophisticated enough to pick up those subtle signals that patients give us if we pay attention. So sure, EHRs can do some amazing things, but at what cost? End of rant.
Yeah, that's a great point. For efficiency purposes, I often will be typing while the patient's talking. But in the olden days, I used to just sit and watch the patient. And so you can imagine the little grimaces, the little facial expressions, the movement.
Well, it's even harder now with COVID and masks. I find it hard to pick up on some of these nonverbal cues. Are they smiling? Are they frowning? Are they grimacing? I'm trying to read their eyes when I'm asking them certain questions. And I think there's so much richness in that interaction, that gestalt, that I don't think can be quantified.
Bottom line.
clinician intuition or gut feeling or gestalt that something is wrong increases the likelihood of a cancer diagnosis, but it's probably not useful enough as a test to be used reliably.